Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just exploring your voice AI service and curious about what you offer. Could you tell me a bit about your main features and how your platform stands out? I'm eager to learn.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, just to keep things clear, I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about the voice AI platform. What can I help you with today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I've definitely heard of Vector Solutions, but I'm not sure I'm familiar with Dash AI yet. Could you tell me a bit more about what you do and how your platform might help companies like mine? I'm all ears.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth are always tricky. We often struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversations engaging without sounding robotic. How does your AI handle those challenges? Does it really feel human enough to build trust?
Tell me more about how reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations engaging has been a challenge for you.
Sure thing. Well, reaching the right prospects can be tough because sometimes the data isn't precise, so we end up spending time on leads that aren't a great fit. And keeping conversations engaging is tricky because many automated systems sound scripted or robotic, which turns people off quickly. How does your AI make those interactions feel natural and effective?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
That's a great question. I'd imagine a future where our lead generation is super targeted, so we're connecting only with prospects who truly fit our ideal customer profile. Conversations would flow naturally, like talking to a helpful human, not a robot. And best of all, we'd see a solid boost in revenue because those leads convert way better. How close is that to what your AI can deliver?
What do you mean by conversations flowing naturally, like talking to a helpful human, not a robot? Why is that important to you?
Great point. By conversations flowing naturally, I mean the AI understands context, responds with empathy, and adapts its tone, just like a real person would. It's important because people can tell when they're talking to a robot, and that often kills trust and interest. A natural conversation keeps prospects engaged and more open to what you're offering. Does your AI do that kind of adaptive, human-like interaction?
Tell me more about how keeping prospects engaged with adaptive, human-like interaction impacts your business.
Sure. When prospects feel like they're talking to a real person who gets them, they're more likely to stay interested and open up about their needs. That means better quality leads and higher chances of closing deals. Plus, it builds trust, which is huge for long-term relationships and repeat business. So, adaptive human-like interaction isn't just a nice to have, it's a real game changer for growth. How does your platform ensure that level of engagement?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is scaling personalized outreach without burning out our team. We want to keep that human touch, but just can't handle the volume manually. Also, integrating new tools smoothly with our existing systems can be a headache. Does your platform offer easy integration and help with scaling without losing that personal feel?
What are all the ways scaling personalized outreach and integration headaches are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Scaling personalized outreach manually means slower response times and missed opportunities, which directly hits our revenue. Plus, it stresses the team, leading to burnout and turnover. Integration headaches slow down our workflow, cause data silos, and make it harder to get a clear picture of our leads. All that adds friction and slows growth. How does your AI tackle these issues?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those slow response times and data silos are impacting your day-to-day operations?
Absolutely. Slow response times mean prospects lose interest or move on to competitors before we can engage them properly. That's frustrating because it wastes all the effort we put into finding leads. Data silos make it tough to get a full view of each prospect's history and preferences, so our outreach can feel generic or off target. Together, these issues make daily work less efficient and less effective. Does your AI help speed things up and unify data for smarter conversations?
Wow. It sounds like slow responses, missed opportunities, team burnout, and data silos are really holding you back. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Oh, I appreciate the offer. I'm actually just testing your AI capabilities today, so I'm not quite ready for a demo yet. But I'm really impressed with what I've heard so far. If I have more questions or want to explore further, I'll definitely reach out to your team at support@dasha.ai. Thanks for the great chat.